The ranchers, I think there are only 47 votes against it in the House of Representatives. The American people should know the source of it. Again, we are engaged in the year-end continuing resolution, Homeland Security. I'm not sure. No, I haven't spoken to him since he called the other day, which was a very amicable conversation. Amiable, I guess you would say, not amicable. And I talked to Chuck last night to say, you know, we haven't had...
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Meantime in Texas, two people were killed. Another person was critically injured after a gunman walked into a Baptist church and opened fire on worshipers during Sunday morning services there. But you know, things could have been much worse had it not been for two armed members of the church, parishioners in their pews, who jumped into action and opened fire on that gunman.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The citizens who were inside that church undoubtedly saved 242 other parishioners. The true heroes in this are the people who were sitting in those pews today.
And I'm thankful that our government has allowed us the opportunity to protect ourselves.
It is irrational, with all due respect to the governor of Texas, irrational what they're doing.
We're talking about loosening access to have guns, be able to take them into places of worship, store them in school. I mean, it's just absolutely irrational.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
On Saturday night, a Hanukkah celebration turned into an evening of horror as a suspect stormed a rabbi's home packed with adults and children. Witnesses say he began stabbing at random, injuring five, before running next door to the synagogue.
An atmosphere of hate has been developing in this country over the last few years. A lot of it is emanating from Washington.
It is an American cancer in the body politic.
Unchained and unstoppable.
All right, I agree with you, Matt.
Don't touch kids, you pervert. Look it up. Joe Biden, pick me up from Biden. Look it up.
All right, well, you know, this is a democracy. Well, I hope it does.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Howie is still on vacation. He'll be back later this week. In the meantime, you've got myself, Taylor Cormier, and Grace Curley. I'm not saying I'm a third person. I am Taylor Cormier. Grace Curley is the second person. She's on the board this hour, and we've got a lot to discuss. I do want to talk about later in the hour new laws coming into play in New York City for 2020, and one of them you really, really want to keep an eye out for, especially in Massachusetts, because we've got the beginnings of it already in place in Suffolk County, and I'm sure at some point, especially with Tal Duvall, you'll see it statewide as well. It's very dangerous, and we've seen already the repercussions of it in Massachusetts, and we're going to have more on that later today, and even tomorrow we're going to have a special guest, hopefully. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned for the rest of this show and put a bookmark in your calendar for tomorrow's show as well. But we've got to get to the chump line.
Taylor, they can put all the regulations they want about where you can or cannot lawfully carry a gun, but just remember that those famous words, it's better to be tried by 12 than carried by 6.
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. And especially since they don't have the death penalty in Massachusetts anymore, so you probably most inevitably will not be carried by 6. So that's that. You don't have to. Trial by peers is okay, but I'd always rather have the law on my side than face final judgment from up above, especially if I'm caught without the equalizer. I don't have my, I don't have my gun yet. So if you're looking to target me, now's the time. Go ahead.
Dr. Taylor, soldier spy. Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Why would anyone want to carry in public? Just get lifetime secret service, like me. I mean it.
Oh, boy. No, No, thank you.
Or just take a shotgun in the backyard and let off a few blasts.
Yeah, it's so funny how Joe's position has evolved over the years. It used to be for taking a shotgun to the balcony and firing two blasts if somebody was bothering you. And that's all it took if somebody was just bothering you. And maybe we should start a new charity. There's a lot of charities out there, and we had our charity hour thanks to Matthews Brothers a couple of weeks ago, and we had a great response and a record number of donations given out. But I think we should start a new charity for those affected in the Secret Service by Joe Biden. I mean, he had Secret Service members that had to witness him skinny dip into a pool on multiple occasions. Those people need compensation. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with a message for experienced spray painters. The painted finish on our products is absolutely amazing, and we need amazing people to apply and to apply it. If you have the skills, we can put them to use. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's Matthews Brothers with one T.
Oh, you're being silly. If the church were a no-gun zone, those people obviously wouldn't have shown up at the door. I mean, if they got guns, there'd be a big fine coming. Joe knows best.
That's very true. Everybody knows gun-free zones work. Just like those signs on the fronts of buildings, please smoke 50 feet away from the entrance. That one always holds up, too.
I just finished reading Howie's brand new book on what really happened to Pankos the Crook. After I read it, I had to give him credit. I needed a pick-me-up, and this is just what it took.
It took you this long to read What Really Happened? I mean, it's only been out for 2.5 years or so, right?
Oh, but Taylor, where can people find it?
I am glad you asked, Grace. If you would like to receive your own copy of What Really Happened, How President Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Rodham Clinton, you can go to HowieCarshow.com. By the way, it's President Trump's favorite book on the 2016 election. He's tweeted about it not once, not twice, but thrice.
Wow.
Lovely. I'm rather excited. Tom Bradley and the Boston Patriots won the wild card last night for the first time in a decade. As any sporting fan knows, the wild card is much more prestigious than the Super Bowl Cup.
They lost.
I don't want to talk about it.
They lost. Oh, I don't like talking sports. I think it's just such a banal subject to talk about. But poor performance.
You just sounded like John Kerry right there. I don't really like to talk about sports.
I think it's such a banal subject to talk about. They talk about those in the coffee shops.
I'm just glad that John Kerry didn't make fun of Frank Sinatra today.
Today. Tomorrow's a whole nother ball game.
Hey, Colby, can you tell your boss, Barrick or Brock, whatever his name is, can we get some more blankets over here in the Ukraine for protection? If you won't give us any arms, please.
Don't bother me right now. I'm busy looting your country with my son.
That's a cut we haven't gotten to today either. Not yet. I don't think we've gotten to it. About how Joe Biden wants to put in place a policy that would essentially jail his own son and probably incriminate himself as well. So it's nice to see that Joe Biden is so self-aware these days.
Yeah, well, you know what he always says, no one's above the law.
That's right, no one is above the law, but he's found a way around it.
If you think the radical church of Jeremiah Wright isn't protected by guns, you are wrong.
I wouldn't know about that, but I would say it's probably a good bet that in most churches with a large congregation, if you just look at a cross-section of your average Americans and how many have licenses to carry, if you walk into a church of more than 100 people, it's a good chance one of them may or may not have a gun.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. So after mysteriously slipping out of town, you've come back with a new face. And Don Imus just happened to turn up dead. Even John Brennan can figure out what you did. We're going to be fine.
Howie did not show up with a new face. This is my face. Howie has a more youthful face now, I would say. I haven't seen a good, clear picture of the full recovery process, Grace. Have you yet?
No, but I saw one with him with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and he looked great. So.
And then he posted a few days later a picture of him with Charviv, right?
Yes, it was Charlotte's birthday. Her birthday is the day after Christmas.
Yep, and he looked great. If you saw him on Fox last week with Tucker, you saw Howie's new and improved youthful look. Took the blood out of his arm and put it in his face, and I don't know, I guess he can do bicep curls with his nose.
What Joe Biden meant on his clarification is subpoenas aren't legitimate when Republicans send them.
Yeah. He said we'll take a look at it, and if Congress deems, if they deem it appropriate to send it over, he'll comply. I don't even know if he said comply. He said he'd respond. I'm not sure if he said comply. We'll have to take another listen.
Open hearts and open carry. A great policy.
Open carry is a great policy. It's, I see once in a while.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
I see once in a while. Of course, you can't open carry here in Massachusetts unless you're in the law enforcement, but I feel a lot safer when I see a police officer or somebody with the security clearances to open carry in a store or something. I know that nothing's going to happen when I'm around and they're around as well. That is the Chump Line, the voicemail message system of the Howie Carr Show. Call 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line and leave your message. It may or may not be played this time each weekday here on the Howie Carr Show. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with a message for experienced spray painters. The painted finish on our products is absolutely amazing, and we need amazing people to apply it. If you have the skills, we can put them to use. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com. Matthews Brothers with one T, MatthewsBrothers.com.
Oh, you're being silly. If the church were a no-gun zone, those people obviously wouldn't have shown up at the door. I mean, if they got guns, there'd be a big fine coming. Joe knows best.
Signs work, no matter which way you look at it. I'm being very facetious. 844-500-4242. We'll be back. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
I was just listening to the song over the weekend. It's such a great song. 844-500-4242. This is the Howie Carr Show. Taylor Cormier and Grace Curley filling in for the big guy who is still in Florida vacationing, enjoying his time down there. We're going to get to a few more things this hour. Again, laws that New York State is implementing this, 2020, and why you should be aware of some of them as they're already in their infancy here in Massachusetts. But first, the poll question today is brought to you by Orion Metal Exchange. It's the only precious metals company that Howie trusts. Give him a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind. And you can't put a price on that by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 1-800-912-2300. Grace, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you stay up until midnight on New Year's Eve?
Not if I can help it.
Oh, God. And you took a sip of your coffee just to really, like, promote that old man soul you got going on.
Let me tilt my glasses downward and give you that...
Not me, kid. I got to get my 8 hours in so I can get up tomorrow and kiss my cheeks.
The lawn needs manicuring and so I can yell at people to get off of it. So, no, I've got to wake up early and I've got to go to bed at 6:30.
72% say no, they are not watching Ryan Seacrest or whoever it is who's
What
hosting.
Was it?
72%.
72%, they're not staying up.
There's it's a not lot of- that late. I mean, midnight...
There's a lot to choose from. They all offer their own. I mean, ABC has theirs. You've got New Year's Rockin' Eve. It used to be Dick Clark's thing. I believe that was ABC, right?
It's kind of fun seeing how cold people are in New York City.
I just look at it, and every year, I know this is going to be another discussion this year. Oh, my God, I'm dreading it. But, Grace, every year, my wife looks at me and says,
can we go to New York for the...
You know what we should do next year? We should go to Times Square on New Year's Eve. Does that look like fun to you?
See, guys, this is why I love hosting the show with Taylor, because he would never tell me this really outside the show. It's something about the hot lights being on you that you let these things out. That the idea of your wife asking you that, knowing that it's your probably personal hell, makes me so happy.
Well, I speak in the moment. I'm an honest guy. And
I can just see your face when she asks you that. Oh, God, please no.
You can see the stare I give her. The are you serious stare.
So I do that, too, but I do it with the Macy's Day Parade for Thanksgiving.
That's another one.
Wouldn't it be so fun?
So fun if we went.
And we saw all the people singing and dancing. We could see the Rockettes. And this year I was going to say it to Will. And before I could even open my mouth, he started watching the parade and goes, why would anyone want to be there?
It's already bad enough that she makes me sit down and watch the parade to begin with.
Oh, it's so fun.
It's not fun.
Oh, it puts you in the spirit of the holidays.
No, it doesn't. I see a bunch of people that I have no idea who they are, and they're singing songs I've never heard of before. It's all just a big commercial for Broadway. That's all it is. It's the latest Broadway shows, and they're all terrible. Rotten shows. Have you been to a Broadway show, Grace?
You're like Scrooge.
Each year, I identify more and more with Ebenezer Scrooge. Have you ever been to a Broadway show?
Yes, I have.
Which one?
Wicked. I saw Wicked. I saw Lion King. I saw all the kind of the basic.
We saw Anastasia. It was good. Not worth
I've never even seen that movie.
Hundred some odd dollars that you pay for. She wanted to see it, so I bought her tickets. But that's another one. She said she wants to go to the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade in New York City, and I said, no. She says, what if we stayed at Trump Hotel? And I said, then I'd consider it.
Yeah.
And she said, guess what's on the parade route? Trump's Hotel.
Oh, see, so, and that is called compromise.
It's a maybe, okay? Just bought a house.
Do you guys think you could get a cot in the hotel room?
A cot in hotel room?
No, a cot inside the hotel room.
A cot in the hotel room?
For like a third person if you had one. If it was necessary to have a third person drive with you to New York and then stay at the hotel.
I mean, they supply the cots, I believe.
Cool. That's good to know.
All right. I guess you're welcome along. That's about as genuine an invitation to join us on Macy's Day's Thanksgiving Day Parade as you gave me to join you tomorrow night on your New Year's Eve party. 844-500-4242. Next half hour, I do want to get into some of these laws that are going into effect in New York. Another reason why I don't want to go to New York City, as it's de Blasio and Cuomo's New York City now. They are in lockstep together on stupidity, and it's laughable but horrifying at the same time. Bail reform, we were talking about this earlier, cash bail reform. It basically allows people to just, it's a get out of jail free card and then some. It's a nice people are getting paid to get arrested now is what it amounts to. They're getting paid to get arrested. 844-500-4242. Taylor and Grace here for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show. We'll be back in just a bit. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242. Taylor and Grace filling in for the great Howie Carr. He'll be back later this week. In the meantime, we're taking your calls, and Mark's been hanging on for a little while. Let's go to Mark. Mark, welcome to the Howie Carr Show. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Taylor?
Excellent.
Hey, listen, a couple quick things. Number one, I'm a pilot, and whoever would have thought that air marshals would have been a good idea on planes, but I think they're fantastic on planes, and look what's happened since then, nothing. The other thing is, I used to live in Montana, and just kind of a metaphor, but you couldn't carry guns into national parks at all because you just couldn't carry guns. And then people started getting mauled by bears, and they started taking note of that. And then they just allowed people to carry guns in national parks because, you know, when it comes down to it, if you're being charged by a bear who's going to kill you, you have to have something to defend yourself.
Oh,
and
sure.
Now it's allowed to. You know, you still can't, practice target practice. You can't hunt. But, you know, I used to go camping up in the mountains to go fishing, and I kept a gun by me just in case. But now, you know, we're faced with a proposition where you're on the streets in these cities or wherever you are, and you're faced with the same threats where we're not the apex predator any longer, but yet we're still forced to be in their territory and we're defenseless. So how does that make sense at all that we can't use a gun to protect ourselves, but yet they've deemed it okay to protect yourself against grizzly bears in their environment? And
I'm sure it took a bit of a fight to even allow that, right, Mark? I mean, you're on their territory. You're killing wildlife if you have to defend yourself. That bear didn't want any trouble, and you didn't want any trouble either. So I'm sure that was a contentious point to argue. But listen, secretly, just between you and me, Mark, Montana is where I want to move one day. I've always loved the idea of living in Montana. It's such a beautiful state. If I were to move there, while I have you here, where would you recommend?
Well, I lived in Missoula for probably 5 years. But when you live out there, you know, you go out there because you want to be out with nature and you want to be where you can hunt and fish and be places where you're not, you know, surrounded by mobs of people. But still, you're in the environment of the wild, you know, and you have to protect yourself. And you can't, like, you know, light a torch on a make-believe stick and scare the bears away and then sleep okay. You
right.
have to have a gun because when it comes down to it, you know, you're the prey. And I think that in this country, we are all in so many situations the prey because we can't defend ourselves. But yet, it's okay to shoot a bear when you're in invading their territory, and their territory, rightly so, is their territory.
Sure,
but
sure. And
now
the bears don't have any malicious thoughts toward you other than they're protecting themselves. I always make a little joke about the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Get it? Bear arms. Thank you, Mitt. Anytime.
Ha, 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 ha.
Pierre Delecto was taking a
Sorry,
nap.
Mitt didn't even want to give that one a laugh. That's why it took so long.
844-500-4242. All right, I promised it. Here it is. New York City laws, new laws coming into 2020. Some of them we already have here in a few communities in Massachusetts, like the plastic bag ban. I know there's one in Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Any retailer, they cannot give out plastic bags. And that's just turn them into stingy. You know, I went to Christmas shopping, and Dartmouth, down where I live, it's the central retail place to go if you want to. You know, they've got the mall, they've got the Walmart, the Best Buy, Kohl's, Target, all of that. So if you want to get a bag, it's going to be a paper bag, and it rips. But even then, you still have to ask for a bag. I think they cost more, and it's like a 10-cent charge or whatever it is. But plastic bag ban, that's coming. Also in New York City, minimum wage increases to $15 an hour. While employees of large companies and fast food workers were granted a $15 minimum wage last December, as of tomorrow, December 31st, that minimum will also apply to smaller employers with 10 workers or less. So see a lot of these mom-and-pop shops going away. Marijuana testing has been banned. So while you're making your lush $15 an hour minimum wage, you can also be high and not really penalized for it. On May 10th, New York employers will no longer be able to demand job applicants take a cannabis test. Statute applies to private, nonprofit, and government agency employers, but excludes construction, commercial drivers, and the health and child care fields. Thank God for that, as well as any federal contractor mandated to screen prospective employees for weed. Teens will be able to pre-register to vote. This is interesting. It's something that it seems okay, but it's, again, a stepping stone. 16 and 17-year-olds can pre-register to vote in New York to ensure they'll be eligible on the day of their 18th birthday. Many places, it takes 30 days to get into the system, and you get something in the mail. This puts you, it backlogs it so that when you are 18, you're already in the system. It just activates. The pre-registration law, which was part of that reform package, takes effect on Wednesday, January 1st. But you'll see this, and it's already happening. They want to make the voting age 16 years old. I couldn't tell you what tough decisions in my life I had to make as a 16-year-old, but they weren't voting for president. I wasn't smart enough, I don't think. But the biggest one to watch out here is cash bail reform. We were talking about this a bit earlier. This is scary stuff. New York State will ban cash bail for misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies, with exceptions for crimes such as domestic abuse cases, sex offenses, witness tampering, and conspiracy to commit murder. Judges can still set money bail in more serious cases, though they must weigh the defendant's financial resources and other forms of bail, such as a bond. When on earth did that become the job of the judicial system to weigh somebody's financial resources? Should not have the accused weighed their own financial resources against the crime they were going to commit? Isn't that something you think about? But the argument here is, boy, a lot of these people commit the crimes because they're in the financial troubles that they're in. Well, there's so many arguments that can be made against that. There's so many opportunities out there. We're looking at an economy that has the lowest unemployment rate in over 50 years. There's no more excuse that you can't get yourself out of poverty, that you can't go and pick up a job or two or three, and yes, some cases even four. I think at one point I was working four jobs, two of them, one of them full-time, two part-time. You can make it work. You have to make sacrifices in life. You don't have to resort to a life of crime. But here's how it's panning out. Actually, let's, Bill de Blasio was on Fox News yesterday, I believe. He was defending his, because this is, while it's a state law that's taking effect on Wednesday, Bill de Blasio has taken it upon himself to make this the law of the land in New York City preemptively. So he's defending his bail reform on Fox News. Cut 13.
There's also a report that you're giving out. People get out of jail, not just anti-Semitic attacks. They get out of jail in New York City. You give them Metro cards to ride around on the subway, two debit cards with $25 each, and burner cell phones.
Okay, so why is this going on?
Because it sounds kind of soft on crime.
No, it's not. It's trying to get people out of crime and keep them out of crime. Look, if you want us to do what we have done for decades, which bred career criminals, which ensured that a lot of people were locked up and that only made them worse, we could keep doing that. But I think what we've all agreed on, in fact, I think there's been a coming together, Republicans and Democrats, right and left, to say mass incarceration failed. It didn't get rid of crime, but it created a generation of career criminals. What we're saying is, if you got in trouble with the law, particularly if you're a young person, we don't want you ever to get in trouble again. We want you to make your court dates. We want to help you go on a more positive path. This is actually a very small amount of money to try and get people, particularly young people, to abide by the rules.
And bring them back to court.
Get them to court and let that court decide what is a just punishment.
That's why you have things like youth court and drug court. When people are at younger ages, they're more susceptible to getting into a life of crime. That's why I know Massachusetts has a lot of youth court programs. They're underfunded. So if you're looking to make a charitable donation during this holiday season, consider maybe a youth court in your community, because they do great work and they get people on the straight and narrow where otherwise they would have fallen into a career of crime. But that's what those programs are for. We're now, this is adult stuff we're talking about now. This is people of the age past 18, or they can be charged criminally as an adult. This, they can think for themselves. They know the consequences of their actions, or they're soon to find out the consequences of their actions. They are responsible unto themselves. They can make their own decisions, and we're going to literally give them a get-out-of-jail-free card. Committing a crime, whether you need the money or not, it's a crime. That's all there is to it. There's no two ways about it. The law is supposed to be black and white. I don't understand why we would ever think of not only giving people a free pass to get out of jail, and albeit this is nonviolent crimes, we'll talk about nonviolent crimes and what they are and what we're seeing from legislation such as this. Not only are we giving them get-out-of-jail-free cards, we are paying them. Bill de Blasio just said, yeah, we're giving people $50. We're giving them burner cell phones and Metro cards. Great. Let's give them $50 and Metro cards to skip town and a burner cell phone that's untraceable so that we cannot find them. This is how this is playing. So just a few weeks ago, the first week of December, back in my hometown of New Bedford, we had something like 40 or 60 Latin Kings and Latin Kings associates arrested, Operation Thrown Down. Move police and police in New Bedford called disappointing. That is because they didn't find the sting disappointing. We were all happy about that. But now, this was just last week, 4 Latin Kings, including a New Bedford teen accused in multiple assaults, have been released on bail by federal judges after the massive Operation Thrown Down. New Bedford police said in a statement last week, "We're aware of the release of Latin King members, and it's disappointing. We remain vigilant in our efforts to always ensure the safety of our city and its residents." An affidavit released by U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling's office said the Latin Kings fostered a palpable climate of fear in New Bedford through repeated leniency in releases by district court judges, something our mayor, John Mitchell, has spoken out against in past interviews, and I do give him a lot of credit for that. Among the released Latin Kings are Kevin Guadalupe, 18 years old, a foot soldier named in the 190-page affidavit as shooting an associate of a gang rival in June and days later striking a convenience store owner during a robbery. He was last seen in video shown by a prosecutor in a detention hearing last week, kicking a rival gangster disciple, that's one of the local gangs we have down there, on the ground on a broad daylight beating in New Bedford. Magistrate Judge David Hennessy ordered his release last week on a $5,000 unsecured bond. Guadalupe was also ordered to participate in a community learning center program, which I'm sure he'll have a lot of fun in. Talia Barboza, also released, accused of participating in a February beating of a victim who suffered broken ribs and a collapsed lung. And Robert Avitabili, the landlord of the gang's 3 trap houses, he's accused of actually working in lockstep with these gang members and helping set up these phony deals and allowing them to use his houses as places of ill repute. Derek Southworth, an alleged gun supplier and associate of the gang, was also released, a large part because I would imagine that the evidence against these people is a bit light and they don't have previous criminal records, as far as anyone can tell. They aren't violent offenders. And we'll talk a little bit more about some of these nonviolent offenders and these nonviolent releases and what kinds of effects they're having on communities, even here in Massachusetts. You're watching, listening rather, to the Howie Carr Show. Taylor and Grace filling in. We'll be back after this short break.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Taylor and Grace filling in for Howie Carr. People asking, what's a nonviolent crime? I'm glad they asked. Most property crimes, such as theft, larceny, embezzlement, receipt of stolen goods, and arson of personal property, those are nonviolent crimes. Contract crimes, fraud, tax crimes, other forms of white-collar crime, various drug and alcohol-related crimes, prostitution, racketeering, gambling, bribery, numerous types of traffic offenses, such as speeding, and various other types of crimes. Those are all considered nonviolent crimes, and the list goes on and on. So New York City and the state of New York, beginning on January 1st, they are paying people literally to get arrested. They will release you without bail and give you $50, a Metro card, and a burner cell phone so that you can have a head start on your life of crime. Prop 47 in California is along the same route. They pretty much decriminalized shoplifting. It was a referendum passed 5 years ago. Critics say effectively gives shoplifters and addicts the green light to commit crimes as long as the merchandise they steal or the drugs they take are less than $950 in value. And there has been a huge increase in shoplifting and thefts and criminal activity across the state. Since Prop 47 was passed, cities like San Francisco have seen organized crime rings turn shoplifting into a well-organized racket involving desperate thieves and unscrupulous black market resellers. And this is how it works. They take this merchandise and they simply walk outside with it, almost unfettered by security, and they have a handoff right outside the shops. This has happened over and over again. There's videos online. Let's see. Fencers, often from Mexico and Guatemala, set up shop in the middle of the day and night around the city's United Nations Plaza area in San Francisco. He said he's also noticed that the stealers and dealers have gotten bolder by the day. The retail heists taking place, he said, aren't some small-time operation, but instead a sophisticated network of international dealers who cross the border to buy stolen goods. They meet right outside the shop, and they exchange the goods for the money right there. And guess what? It's happening not only in California, but now in Massachusetts as well. And we're going to hear more about this tomorrow. I believe we have a special guest coming on the show where people have stolen about $40,000 worth of coats, these Canada Goose coats. It was caught on video, and it's been making the rounds on Twitter and social media. $40,000 from people because these misdemeanors aren't being really prosecuted, or you can walk without bail if you're arrested. $40,000 worth of merchandise stolen from this small business owner. We're going to hear from them tomorrow, hopefully. Anyways, I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. Grace is up next in the hot seat. This is the Howie Carr Show.